And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 23rd of April. There is a warning of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected, Faroes 1032 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. North Utsira, northwesterly 4 or 5. Occasionally 3 in north and 6 in south. Mainly fair, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 at first. Then perhaps gale 8 later in east. Mainly fair, moderate or good. East 40s, northwesterly 4 or 5. Fair, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. East Dogger, northerly, backing northwesterly 3 or 4. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in Fisher, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast Fisher. Fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 later in northwest Humber. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in northeast Dover. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southerly 4 to 6 at first in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. East Fitzroy, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in south, mainly fair, moderate or good. West Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, occasional rain, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in West Sole and Lundy, showers at first, moderate or good. Irish Sea, east or southeast 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shannon, Brockall, east or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Malin, mainly fair, good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in north. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southeast 4, 19 miles, 1030, rising more slowly. Stornoway, east by north 3, 27 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1034, rising slowly. Wick automatic, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1034, steady. Aberdeen, calm, 24 miles, 1034, rising slowly. Lookers, east, northeast, 3, 24 miles, 1034, rising more slowly. Bulmer, east, northeast, 2, 22 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Bridlington, east, northeast, 3, 1032, rising slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 5 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 6, 2 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east, northeast, 5, 1024, rising slowly. Jersey, east, northeast, 4, 7 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east, northeast, 5, 1,022. Scilly automatic, east by south, 6, missed, 4 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east, 4, 22 miles, 1,024, rising more slowly. Aberporth, southeast by east, 3, 35 miles, 1,024, rising. Valley, east, northeast, 3, 19 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south, 3, 14 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Valencia, southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east, northeast, 6, 13 miles, 1,028, rising more slowly. Malin Head, east, 5, 16 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east, northeast, 4, 32 miles, 1,029, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 22nd of April. General situation: pressure will remain high across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, especially across northern and eastern areas. Conditions will be settled, although a fresh or strong easterly wind will continue to affect southern parts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easter southeast becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable, 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east 2 or 3, veering southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 3 to 5 for a time in west. Fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the Solent. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times in east, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, mainly east or southeast, but northeast in Severn Estuary, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast, but mainly northeast in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and variable 2 later, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing east or northeast 2 to 4 for a time later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly, but mainly southeasterly in North Channel, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near the Mull of Kintyre, becoming variable 3 or less in north and east, and later also elsewhere. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, Variable, but mainly east or southeast at first, 2 to 4. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, west or northwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
How has history shaped classical music?
Of course, it often happens in history that changes in music come with changes in society.
From the birth of musical notation to the digital streaming revolution. Join me, Gillian Moore, and leading experts, including Michael Wood, for an epic journey through 1,000 years of classical music.
What a miracle it is that we can still listen to music from so long ago.
Key Changes, Radio 3's essential history of classical music. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
And this is where we part ways for the night. Thank you for listening with us today. Radio 4 will resume at 5 o'clock, but the World Service will be with you until then. So from me, Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, Tina Ritchie in the newsroom, and all of my colleagues at Radio 4, we wish you a very quiet night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Iran's president says US threats and its blockade of Iranian ports are among the main obstacles to peace talks. Bad news for the hundreds of ships stranded in the Gulf.
I urge to prioritize de-escalation. Let's keep the seas open for trade and humanity. We, the seafarers, keep world connected. Please protect us.
Meanwhile, our correspondent gets the views of real people in Tehran as they struggle to survive.
Iran doesn't think it lost that war for all of the destruction to its military capabilities, and it will not capitulate it because of the economic pain.
Billionaire Justin Sun sues Donald Trump's crypto investment firm after suffering hefty losses. A court in Moldova jails an oligarch and a former senior politician over the theft of hundreds of millions of dollars. And the monkeys of the Rock of Gibraltar start eating soil to counteract the ill effects of their junk food diet. First, the news.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says the US blockade of Iranian ports, along with threats and a breach of commitments, are the main obstacles to genuine negotiations. He's also accused the US of endless hypocritical rhetoric. Meanwhile, the White House spokeswoman has said President Trump has not set a time for when the extension of the ceasefire he announced last night would expire. Tom Bateman in Washington has more.
The reality here remains that Donald Trump hoped that by starting this war he could get a quick resolution to the issue of Iran's nuclear ambitions, and that has not worked. So now he's caught by the fact that the Iranians exerted the pressure in terms of closing the Strait of Hormuz, something that the president by his own admission was not anticipating. That's had this huge economic effect. Now he's trying to reapply pressure onto the Iranians to stop that with this naval blockade. So far, every time Mr. Trump tries to force his way through to get the Iranians to do what he wants, it's failing.
The Pentagon